Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
This afternoon, the Dáil has been hearing statements on the war in Ukraine and the humanitarian crisis it has created. The Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, is leading much of the government's response to the war. In his statement, the minister outlined the numbers of Ukrainian refugees who have arrived in Ireland and how the state is responding to people who arrive on these shores.
At this moment, we are facing a humanitarian crisis on a scale never before seen in Ireland. And from the 25th of February to yesterday, the 29th of March, more than 15,000 people have fled from Ukraine to Ireland. And of these, more than 8,600 are now being accommodated by the state. And since the outset of this war, within the whole of government response, my department has been focused on providing reception accommodation to Ukrainian refugees in need. And our goal has been to provide shelter and to provide safety. We've established a new Ukraine unit in my department to handle the accommodation needs, with officials seconded from across the department and indeed from other departments to support this effort.
The minister warned, however, that the government was approaching the limit of available short-stay rooms for incoming refugees.
Currently, the vast majority of those being accommodated by the state are being done so in hotels, and to date, we've contracted almost 3,000 hotel rooms across the country. Given the ability of the state to contract hotels at scale and at pace, this has provided the bulk of the initial emergency response. However, there are limits on the ability of hotels to accommodate all those fleeing, given the potential numbers, and measures need to be put in place to respond to this.
Now, Minister O'Gorman expressed his thanks to the thousands of people who've offered accommodation to incoming Ukrainian people, but he admitted that alternative forms of housing may need to be provided, including makeshift camps.
Given that this is a crisis situation, I have to be honest with the public and with those fleeing here. This is the greatest humanitarian crisis Ireland has ever faced. More than 15,000 people have fled here in just over a month, with more than half of those now accommodated by the state. This response will get more challenging in the weeks and months ahead. The accommodation available through local authorities, religious organisations, state bodies and pledged accommodation is unlikely to meet the level of need should the higher estimated numbers of people arriving come to pass in the weeks ahead. Current modelling suggests that there is an inevitability to moving into an emergency accommodation phase when pledged and other service supply is exhausted. The only question is how quickly this phase is reached. As such, we have put in place a number of contingency options. These include the use of arenas and conference centres, as well as the use of Gormanstown Camp. It will not be own door, and it may mean camp bed in shared spaces. It's not our first preference. However, I think it is right that we do plan for these contingency options if they're needed, and again, that we are always in the position to provide safety and provide shelter to those fleeing this war.
And that's Minister Roderick O'Gorman in the Dáil a short time ago. And those statements are ongoing in Parliament. In Ukraine itself today, the Defence Ministry has said Russian forces are continuing their attacks on the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv, despite the Kremlin's claims that it would halt attacks there and in Kyiv out of respect for ongoing peace talks. Ukraine has seen some troop movements from the Kyiv and Chernihiv areas, but no mass-scale withdrawal. And that's according to a spokesman for the Ukrainian military. I'm joined on the line now by Ukrainian MP Dmytro Gurin, who's in Kyiv. Dmytro, you're very welcome to the programme. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. What have you witnessed in Kyiv today? Have you seen any pull out of Russian troops as per the Kremlin?
Artillery works much bigger, in much bigger scale, like all the time, and it can be the operation to cover the movement out to the Russian territory. It can be just intensing and empowering the military activity on near Kyiv. In general, we see that Russia got a strategic defeat in this direction. They cannot move forward. and they have a lot of the big number of troops that's in this territory near Bucha and Derpen that encircled, and we can track the territory under their control. So the movement out from Ukraine, it's reasonable steps from Russian army, but the reasonable and Russian army, it's not the common combination.
Is it actually happening in a large scale, a Russian troop withdrawal? Because we were told some days ago by the Russian military and Kremlin that they were focusing on the east of Ukraine, and then they attacked in western Ukraine. We were told of a large-scale withdrawal of troops, and yet we had intense shelling of Kyiv last night. So do you think there is any truth to what's being said?
Not only last night, but the whole day today. Once again, it looks like reasonable development of the situation from the Russian side. But Russian side at first said they are not going to invade Ukraine. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. And then they said we had pregnant Nazis in a maternity hospital in Mariupol. And then in 6 hours, they said they didn't drop a bomb. So let's see what they do, not what they say. And as we see it, we have seen some movements that can be as regrouping as moving out from Ukraine. But we understand that if they go to the Russian territory, they will come back near on the eastern part of Ukraine. They are not going to finish this war. They're just regrouping in a large scale if they clean the northern direction, don't clean it.
Do you hold any hope then for the peace talks?
Personally, me, I'm very pessimistic about peace talks. I lived for 12 years in Russia during Putin regime, and as I see, they are not going to stop this war. They are not going to, they have proposed an ultimatum to Ukraine in the beginning of these diplomatic processes, and looks like they're a little bit delusional about what's really going on the ground, and don't understand what the level of morale of Russian troops, how low is it. And I don't see the possibility that Putin will step back, because he never does.
The last time we spoke, Dmytro, you described with penetrating and shocking clarity what was going on in Mariupol, I think your native city, and you told us at the time that the Russians were attempting to, if not bomb people to death, to starve people to death, and you told us you had family there still. How is your family now? Did they manage to leave Mariupol?
Yeah, they managed to leave Mariupol, and they are now in a post-traumatic state, like all our refugees, almost all of them. They are safe now, and I'm happy about it. But in Mariupol, there are new ways of, the new situation. Now Russian army deports people out from Mariupol. They forcibly move people, in tens of thousands of people, to the Russian territory. They take their phones, they take their passports, they force them to sign some paper that they will not leave Russia during the next 2 years, and send them to different regions of Russia. So we had deportation in 1940s of Crimean Tatarians, and we had before deportations of Ukraine, and now we again have deportations of Ukraine to the Russian territory. And it's not the war anymore at all. It's mass murdering, it's deportation, it's war crimes against civil society. And now when we see that Putin are regrouping his troops, is going to have an operation on the eastern side, on the eastern direction in Ukraine, we need as much weapon as we can have from our partners, because this won't stop.
Dmytro Gurin, Ukrainian MP, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.
Thank you.